Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin. Hello, hello, powerful souls, and welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. I love you. Thank you for joining. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I love you too. Today, I want to talk about something pretty freaking juicy, and it has to do with the heart. For those of you who don't know my story, I went through a lot of emotional and relationship trauma. I have been emotionally abused. I have been cheated on multiple times. I have been in a relationship with a narcissist. I have been manipulated. I have been sexually coerced. I have been through a lot, and I've been through people breaking trust. I've been through people breaking my heart. My heart has taken a beating, which I'm sure a lot of you have gone through. Everyone at one point in their life deals with heartbreak or some sort of trauma involving love. And after you go through something like this, the first step is healing, of course. But the step after that is even more confusing than the healing part. Because I went through all this stuff, right? And I healed myself. I did all the things. I went to sound healings. I did yoga. I did meditation. I did journaling. I did cord cutting. I did releasing. I did just different trauma healing techniques. I did 50 million things combined. So I wouldn't even be able to tell you the exact formula I used to heal, which is why when I am helping to guide people along their healing journey, I always recommend trying a bunch of things and seeing what resonates with you and feels good to you, because there's so many different healing techniques, and sometimes it takes a bunch of things combined together to make your specific personal formula to help you heal. So that's my recommendation, is just trying all the things, seeing what you love, seeing what feels good, seeing what feels like a release. Breath work has been super amazing for me. That's where I feel the most release. There's different plant medicines. There's literally so many different things you can do. And that's a whole episode in itself that I'll get into. But today I'm talking about the after healing. Because after you heal your heart, you kind of create this armor. You create this wall, this barrier, so that your heart is protected. Because growing up, we don't have a reason to have a wall. We don't have a reason to put armor around our hearts, right? But when things happen to us and hurt our hearts, it's only human nature to protect the thing that got hurt in the past. So after you go through that deep healing, you end up with this protective wall. And I'm not saying this happens for every single person, but it happens to most people, right? So now you've healed and you have this armor, you have this shield, you have this wall. And what that does is that keeps you from receiving love fully, and it keeps you from giving love fully. Because you have this barrier, right? So you have a heart in there, and sometimes you feel things, but a lot of times you're numb. A lot of times you can't truly feel deeply connected to the world or the people around you. You can't love fully. You have trouble receiving love. You just don't feel much because you have that barrier. You have that wall. You have that thing that is keeping your heart from freely receiving and giving energy because there is a blockage, right? And now when you do this, some people just go about their lives living like that. But you truly don't experience the full essence of life when you cannot fully feel love. It's hard for you to feel gratitude. It's hard for you to look at the sunset and just be in love with it. It's hard for you to look in the mirror and love yourself. It's hard for you to get in a new relationship and love that person fully. It just becomes very hard to do everything in the realm of love and gratitude and just fully experiencing life and feeling the true beauty of life. And that is no way to live. So, what comes after you create that wall? How do you get past that? You break down the wall. You take off the armor. You open up your heart instead of closing it. And at that point, you are able to fully love again. You're able to feel love. You're able to give love. You're able to be your happiest, fullest self. You're able to be your true, beautiful light. You're able to fully experience this beautiful life and the people around you and the experiences around you. That is how you truly live again after heartbreak. That is how you truly love again after heartbreak. That is how you truly find yourself again. And that is how you truly find your power. Because think about it this way. When you are hurting, when your heart is broken, when it's hurting, when you're in the process of healing, you feel a little bit weak. You feel a little bit vulnerable because you have this wounded heart that you're trying to heal, right? So in that space, we feel a little vulnerable, we feel a little sensitive, we feel hurt and healing, right? Then when we're in the phase of closing off our hearts and putting up the armor and putting up the wall, we're in this defense mode, we're in this protective mode, but we're not truly in our power. We're hiding. We're hiding behind this wall so that we don't get hurt again. Now, when you take down this wall and you open up the heart, that is when you truly come into your power. Because you're no longer hiding behind the wall. You're no longer in that phase of hurt and healing. You are in a place of being full and healed and whole. And you're not hiding behind anything. You are out and open and you are loving and you are here. You are living, you are being your full, most authentic, most true self, which only happens when your heart is fully open. And that is what I want for all of you. I want you to be in that place of having that open, strong, beautiful, giving, receiving, authentic, shining, amazing heart. But that can only happen when you first heal and then you take down those walls. So how on earth do we open up our hearts and take down these walls? I'm telling you, it is mostly mental. I've read so many books that talk about this, and they truly say when you feel like you're being closed off, when you're in a moment where you feel like you should be feeling more love or giving more love and you feel very closed off, take a second with yourself, go inside yourself and say, I am opening my heart. I want to open my heart. I want to put down these walls. I want to truly feel. There is no reason for me to have these walls here. These walls are here out of fear and I don't want to live like that. I open up my heart. I tear down these walls. You can say whatever you want to say in your mind, in your soul, and just really feel it. And I know that sounds crazy, but truly, there's no physical wall around your heart, right? It's a mental wall that you've put around your heart emotionally, right? So how do you get rid of it? By mentally taking down the wall and emotionally taking down the wall, right? So it's really not that crazy. If you mentally are putting it there, then you mentally can take it off. You mentally can bring down that wall and feel. And this might take one time, it might take a week, it might take months. Every person is different. But when you set that intention of wanting to have an open, feeling, beautiful heart, when you want the armor to be gone, when you want those walls to be down, when you set that intention and every time you feel closed off, you tell yourself you're opening up your heart, eventually it will open. And I want you to truly believe that. Don't have doubts. Truly believe that you have the power to do this. Because again, if you have the power to put up the walls, you have the power to take them down. So do it. Don't live in fear of getting hurt. Your past is not your future. So don't let your past control your present. Don't let your past make you live in a space of numbness. Don't let your past make you hurt your future relationships because you can't fully love. Don't make your past make your present not truly happy. Instead, take control. Take your power back. Open up your heart. Feel fully. Live fully. Love fully. And take down those damn walls and that armor. Because that, my friend, is how you are meant to live. No numbness over here. Trust me, I was in that space for a while and it's not fun. You feel bland. You feel just numb. Like, it's not fun. Like, when you imagine the feeling, or bring yourself back to the feeling when you either got your dog for the first time and you just felt that overwhelming sense of love, or maybe your mom and you bring yourself back to the moment you held your baby for the first time, or maybe you think back to your first love, the first person that you fell in love with. Feel that feeling. There is so much energy and passion and warmth and just goodness to feeling love. So don't hold yourself back from being able to feel that ever again. Numbness is not worth it. Open your heart. Feel again. It is okay. It is safe to open back up. Okay? And you can do it. Mentally, you can do it. You just have to decide to do it. And work on opening up your heart every single day. All right? I love you so much. I hope you loved this episode. And guys, everything I say, again, is from personal experience. Like, I say this because I've been through all the phases, and I know the joy that comes with having an open heart again after all of the trauma and the heartbreak, okay? So I promise you it is worth it. You don't want to be numb forever. But yeah, I hope you guys love this episode. Again, if you feel like sharing it, I would love if you did that. That's how we reach more people, help more people, impact more people. So share with your friends, share on your Instagram stories, all the things. And make sure you're following us or subscribe to the podcast as well so you never miss a new episode when it comes out. And lastly, I will end it off as I always do. Go out into the world today and spread some love, light, and positivity, because you never know the impact that you can make, and the world needs more of you, okay? I love you so much. Have an amazing day.